they win the first one against Canyon View, they have to play them a second time.
All right, it's 6:30. We can get underway and with our work session. We welcome you all out for a new addition to Brooklyn Elementary. And the only item on the work session is the kindergarten program. Talk about CDE and what you can tell us where you're talking about.
All right, very good. Well, as the board knows, I've been looking at kindergarten mostly because of enrollment and enrollment concerns, not only at Castledale, but also there. We have the kind of polar opposites. We have one that's small and another that's at a capacity that's beyond the ability to probably manage with one teacher. So we've been discussing it. We had a public meeting about it at Castledale Elementary School, where we took feedback and input from those that were in attendance. And then we also put out a survey to our kindergarten parents and received that feedback. And you have a copy of that. I'm not going to share the Slido feedback because there were some names of staff mentioned in that survey report, and I don't want to put that out there. So we're gonna hold that, some of those comments. However, the data is there. I've shared it. You've had an opportunity to review that data. I think it's fairly representative of, I would say, what it is that our parents would like. You probably noticed that we had 45 people that at least started the survey, 32 completed it as respondents. And 71% of the parents that said they were parents, 71% of those were kindergarten parents. At least that was what was selected within. So I think we had a fairly good representation, what was stated and what's wanted in there. And that's represented in my report. So I'm just gonna turn away from Slido for a minute and then go right into my report. I've asked Doug, he has a copy of it. We're gonna go ahead and put that up on the screen so other people can see it. And just kind of walk through it a little bit. If you can make that bigger, that might help other people.
I'm working on it.
Yep, to read what's there.
Again, a little bigger.
Maybe one more. Yeah. There we go. Okay. The first page, you will see references Utah code. There's a little bit of legal analysis and reference material for the board to review of what it is that we're responsible to do when considering a school closure, a consolidation, a change of boundary. And some of those highlights are there. That's why they're in yellow. Much of this has to do with timing, what time, how much time we need to take specific to before and after a decision is made, the number of days that are required there. And then if there's a decision or a determination around those types of things, we have to do it before December 31st of a given year. And I just throw that out because it's going to reference my report here in a minute. So there's work that must be done according to the advance of what it is that we're trying to do. So I put that in as first because it's important to know what the expectations are. And then, of course, I reference bullet two, the stakeholder survey results that you've received. But I've couched this in a couple of different news in terms of actions for the board to consider. And again, I want to emphasize that this is a recommendation. It is not any sort of a implication that there's a direction that I'm saying, board, you must do this. That's not the way it's done. And it's important that it be done that way because policy and Utah code states that only the board can make that decision. That's very clear. So just walking through it, I do a quick executive summary of the recommendation. So the report outlines immediate and strategic recommendations to support elementary education within the district for 25-26 school year. The plan includes targeted staffing, maintaining current operational structures, at select schools and initiating a comprehensive strategic planning process to address long-term facilities and program needs. These actions aim to balance equity education, community engagement, and resource efficiency. Now, I want to emphasize before I get any further that much of what's here was stated in the Slido report. So it's not based upon one person. It's based upon a collaborative effort to try to look at those results, listen to what was stated the other night when we met. And so the first recommendation that I'm making is an immediate action for the 25-26 school year is kindergarten staffing support. So the action there is to hire one additional kindergarten teacher for Farron Elementary School, which at this point I would recommend would only be a one-year position. So we would want to be clear about that. It would be funded through one-time allocation revenues that we have. I've checked with Jackie, made sure that our budget is able to manage that. And the rationale around that is, of course, I think it's very predictable, is to address the increased kindergarten enrollment at Farron with class size needs 30. I think even though some may have had those numbers in a kindergarten class before, it could be argued that that's not manageable. We would have 30, maybe even more students in a classroom that's never been to school before, perhaps if they hadn't been to kindergarten, you know, or preschool, learning how to go to school and learning what the content is at the same time. 30 becomes a struggle and a difficulty. So that's recognized. And then item two, maintain current operations. So Castledale and Cottonwood schools, no structural staffing change is recommended for this school year. The rationale is stability in these schools to support continuity for students, families, and staff while broader planning occurs. And I want to emphasize and underline while broader planning occurs. And that was a comment that was made regularly is, we have this structure that we have now. We're reacting to that based upon our enrollment that we received and our registrations, but we haven't done the planning prior to address it. And so a lot of the requests that came in with comments is that we're ready for planning. We're ready to take a look at this, study and analyze, get a stakeholder group together and make a recommendation. So that's represented in that maintain current operations. My next recommendation is strategic planning for future facilities and programs. And so I would ask the board to direct the superintendent and district staff to initiate a strategic planning process focused on 26-27 school year and beyond. Planning will comprehensively examine multiple aspects of elementary education delivery. And the objectives around that plan would be to evaluate elementary enrollment and school boundaries for possible realignment, analyze opportunities for schools consolidations or closures, explore establishment of special enrollment programs or centers. You'll notice that in the code that's listed, it talks about, and this is a quote, special enrollment programs remain the responsibility of the board. So if we have a special enrollment program that we've done here or there or whatever, that needs to be approved by the board for that to occur. It's not one that we can make in the district office in isolation. And then review and propose class size caps. This would be something that that I'm familiar with where it is that I've worked in the past. We have a class size cap, let's just say we'll arbitrarily speak to a class size cap at 25 in kindergarten. Well, what happens if you get 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, and there's no capacity to deal with that in that school? Well, the board can determine that an oversized class designation on 26 goes to this school, et cetera, until that school reaches the cap, and then that goes to another school. That's a means to be able to mitigate some of the imbalances that can occur. So, but that would take a board action for that to occur if we were to do that. And I think there would be some study that need to occur. So for example, and it's totally different because this is a rural system and our schools are not within a mile of each other or 2 miles. They are distant, but it was easy. I'll say that. I mean, it's because once it was in the system and the culture, but it was much, much easier to have a class cap at a certain grade and have people informed that, okay, we're beyond that. You registered at this number. Now you get to go to the school that's the other school that's, you know, the closest one that's there. And I'm used to that. That's something that was easier to manage rather than to have a constant need for debate around what it is that we do. We've met the cap. You're now going to West Elementary as an example. And that's already been predetermined by the board. We don't have that capacity because our schools aren't that close to each other. But I think it's worth a look. It's worth a study. Is that possible within the three elementary schools that we're talking about tonight? So I think that's worth looking at. In the next segment, regulatory and operational considerations. Should the board act on a recommendation involving consolidation, closure, boundary changes, or program development, just have to be upfront and clear that compliance with code 53G4402 will be required, including all of those formal notices and public hearings. And it'll all have to be done before December 31st. So it's still even today, it's very quick. It's a quick turnaround. The study has to begin, I would say, you know, by September, no later, in order for us to be able to move. What I would say would be having the opportunity to have a good stakeholder group formed, have that work go out, have an opportunity to speak to it, and then study it before it actually hits the board in the December board meeting, which is fast. That's already something that's before us that we need to take care of it. So next section is funding notes. The additional kindergarten position for parent elementary will be supported through one-time revenue sources and is not guaranteed for continuation beyond the 25-26 school year unless reevaluate during future budget cycles that we would work towards. So I think that's the best analysis at this point of how it is that we would work towards any staffing changes. Bottom line there is that if we work towards and we have a recommendation from a group that some sort of change, consolidation, closure, et cetera, occurs, that the possibility for a reduction in force is there. I just want to be clear upfront as we go into this, that it is very possible that we might end up in that type of environment. It's not desirable. We always look to attrition first, but it might happen. I just want to be clear. If that's what occurs, we have to have that done before the March board meeting and presented to the board so that the timelines that are required within policy and the law, we have the number of days to put people, to give them notice and an opportunity to do other things or change within our own system. So that's just a reality around that. Nobody enjoys that. They don't really want to have that thought, but it's just a piece of the conversation that needs to be mentioned. And I think it's best to mention it in advance rather than have it come through at the last minute. So that's my report. And any questions?
A couple questions. First one would be the planning part of that and the RIF in March of 2026, do we need to change our kindergarten registration dates to earlier so that we can have that information before we're talking about staffing for that fall?
That would be helpful. Any data we could get and we can go through an earlier registration is going to be helpful.
I think that would be
pretty
relevant.
Right.
Because typically they're around that first week or second week in March.
I think some of this is why we're at in May.
Right.
It's hard to be nimble and make decisions when everything is right in that small window.
Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a question. How you're right, December is going to come really, really fast. How quickly should we set up that stakeholder committee to doing an evaluation of everything that's going on.
Yeah, I would say we'd want to be organized right after Labor Day. So we would do some back work in August, contact people, and try to have that first meeting of the stakeholders. We come back after Labor Day during that, sometime before the end of that week.
Okay.
And get the word out as best as we can. Really, really, I think in this context, we need participants. Because it's on your part.
Okay.
Okay, silence is golden, I guess.
Yeah. Anybody have any question?
No questions, but in my comments, just I think this is going to go forward with the thought that we're going to plan the future, not just smith band-aid every time. Try to fix it, so.
My thought was, when we started talking about strategic planning, that's what I thought we were going to be talking about, was buildings, class sizes, staffing, that type of stuff. So, I mean, I fully appreciate and love this portrait of a graduate. I think that was also very necessary. This is what I thought we were talking about.
So I think.
I'm glad to see that that's the next step, and that's what we're going to do next. I'm glad to see that.
Now we have a vision of portrait of graduate now.
Right.
So I think it's good.
Yeah. So, and I the recommendations, I think, are excellent. I like it a lot.
Neil here, sorry. Superintendent, I really appreciate the work you've done on this, and I really like your solution for this year and for the future. I received quite a lot of, as you can guess, quite a lot of input from people, and that goes very well with what they have told me. But one thing that I got from a lot of people was how much they appreciated the process that you went through and the survey, that they had a chance to give some input. So congratulations. I think you've handled this very well.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate that.
So my only one question that you explained all that is we're adding one teacher to Farron. I guess, do you have any plans of how you're going to retain a teacher for 1 year?
Well, typically, hire for 1 year, but you'll say be patient, watch as people retire, watch as people decide to do other things. And the only thing that usually you end up doing with a 1 year position is they need to reapply. So if something were to open, they need to reapply.
I guess, but if you look at, to find somebody qualified for 1 year is going to be rough.
Yeah, so the situation there is we can post for more than 1 year, but we may end up riffing at the end of it.
No, I understand.
Because if you look at the fifth grade next year with Aaron, that data is also revealing, given the number of teachers that have signed to the fifth grade.
So second grade has 33 kids, yep, with one teacher. The ratio, like with Aaron, is still the highest of all the elementaries in the district. Even if you add one teacher, it's still the highest. And, you know, some of the differences between the schools was kind of.
That hence the need to.
Right.
Yes.
I would love a perfect world for our schools with all 200 students in them. It'd be a lot. We had two per grade. That would be awesome. But at right now, we don't have necessarily that across. So I would just say that just like this time, we'll go through and address the needs as they're upon us. I think we need to discuss the 41 that are in fifth grade that are in that sheet. Okay, so does that second teacher become the support down the grades? And we need to look at it.
33 with one teacher in second grade. There's two in there now.
There's a piece that Heather and I have been working on. I think the answer's there.
Okay. Good enough then. I guess that's all the questions I have.
I'm
really like the idea of Center for the Future, so we have something in place that we can say, okay, oh, we met that, we've got to do this, and it takes all the guesswork out.
Well, I think we've seen it coming, it just came a lot quicker than what we what we had anticipated.
I
are there any,
nobody wants to do that.
Are there any
because rich kids would come
online?
What's that?
Are there any parent teachers online that want to say anything?
No.
Does anybody in the audience have a comment or?
I just worry, like, I just want to make sure that the kindergarten teacher, if we do hire, that it doesn't affect our raise and that we get back class. Because that's what some people had mentioned, that our raise wouldn't happen if we got this kindergarten teacher. That's not happening, right? It's coming from different funding.
Well,
I just don't want them coming at us because it's affecting us. And I don't want to get the back thought, oh, you guys had to get another teacher, so we didn't get our raise because of you guys. Like, it's not our decision.
I don't know who's making these comments. The speculation is what it is. That's not true.
Okay, just that's what I wanted to make sure, because I wanted to make sure that it really can, we can afford it, and that we're not going to miss our raise because we need another kindergarten teacher or another teacher.
It's not in here.
It's not in here, but I have heard that before, so I didn't want to.
Not from me.
No, I didn't say it was from you. I just heard it. So I wanted to clarify that it's not, we're not not getting a raise because we have to hire another kindergarten teacher.
No is the answer to that.
Okay, thank you.
And I have to say, we kind of understand in Castledale, we've done some creative juggling and some, you know, pairing up with classrooms and some making sure that things were split for core subjects and combining for other things. And so, yeah, we get it. It's being,
yeah, it is.
There are some.
It's not simple.
It's not.
But I appreciate the comments, but no.
Okay. Well, I didn't say it was you who said it. I just want to make sure that, you know.
Well, that went a little quicker than I thought.
Yeah.